It's time for a Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today on the phone, I have Shelley Wright. She is the Executive Director of the Children's Justice Center. We're going to talk about some of the steps that they're taking to keep the facility open as far as with staff and everything out there during this epidemic that we're going through right now. Shelley, thank you for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave, and thanks for giving me the opportunity to talk to the community about what we're doing here to stay open and to still support our families, especially during this time of crisis.
And you've said now that the doors are staying open.
The doors are staying open. We have a few extra steps that we've taken just to be safe and to protect our staff and the children that we serve and to protect the community. For number one, as the families call in and they need to use us, they will be asked certain questions related to their any illnesses. They will be checked for a fever as they come into the center. We unfortunately have to turn down families if the children are coughing and or fevering. But other than that, we're still taking them. It's going to be a case-by-case situation. Be a little bit more stricter as opposed to what we normally take in. But we are still available for crisis. We're available for respite care. In fact, we really encourage families, when you have to go to the store, please just send one family member instead of having to take all of your children, if at all possible. It's just, you know, it just helps support the whole community in keeping everybody safe. And if we have to be supportive in that way, I mean, that's what we're here for.
And, you know, let's, while we're on the subject right now, let's give the people some background of what the Children's Justice Center really does.
Okay. So, Dave, I just don't know if the community still understands, but the Children's Justice Center is one entity, and the Family Support Center is another entity. We house both programs under one roof. But the Family Support Center is where you really bring in your children in to be cared for emergencies, crisis care, respite care, shelter care. The Children's Justice Center is where you're bringing your children in if there's an investigation of child abuse, or if your child needed a medical evaluation because of a child abuse situation. But it's just so much easier to say Children's Justice Center as opposed to our entire big name. But we really are. The Family Support Center is the place where we are caring for your children while you take care of other important matters that don't need to involve children, whether that be court, if you are sick, medical reasons, if there's a domestic violence situation that you're in and you need somebody to help care for your children, or if you are a single parent or just a stay-at-home parent and your children may have some special behavior challenges that start to weigh on you and exhaust you. We want to provide you with a little bit more support and a way to help relieve some of that stress that comes with caring for difficult children.
And that last section that you were discussing right there, that's kind of where the respite comes in. Is that correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's open to anyone that needs the help. It's there, correct?
Absolutely. There is no income qualifying required. Basically, that you don't have a support system. If they don't have a support system and people to help care for their children when they're in need, that's what we're there for. And there, like I said, it doesn't matter what your situation is. We're here as a support.
Perfect. And one last time, just to kind of go over what we just talked about, you guys are still open and you're taking extra precautions as far as to make sure the sanitation and everything is good so people can come out there and get the help that they need, right?
Absolutely. We are requiring all visitors, regardless if you're staff, law enforcement, child protective services, or families, they are required to sanitize before as soon as they come into the center. We have to keep a log of everybody coming into the center, including employees, and that's per our county policies. But we're still there to serve you, and we're just going to be asking a few extra questions. We ask that parents be honest and letting us know if their kids have been sick. Unfortunately, we would have to turn them down, but we really need to protect our staff as well, because if our staff gets sick and we have to quarantine, then the center would be closed down. So we don't want that either.
Right. Better safe than sorry right now.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. Shelley, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it, and good luck with everything you do, and thanks for everything you guys are doing out there for everybody.
And thank you so much, Dave, and giving me the opportunity to talk to our community.
No worries whatsoever. We're here for you guys. If you need us, just give us a call.
Thank you so much.
All right. So that was Shelley Wright, the executive director of the Children's Justice Center. Now, for more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, go to castlecountryradio.com.